flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
All right, here we go, BT, as we do every Thursday, a little power up. Today, it's going to be our top five movie soundtracks. This is off the conversation earlier in the week where I talked about Wicked, how much I loved that. I thought it was a great movie. Enjoyed the soundtrack very much the last few days. So our top five movie soundtracks.
Yep, now these obviously happen to coincide with movies that I love.
Sure.
But, you know, listen, I'm in the car or they're on my phone or back in the day, CDs. If I hear this, I'm going to run with it for a little bit. First up, number five, here we go.
Beat Street, the king of the beat. You see a rockin' that beat from across the street. Beat Street,
I don't know this one.
Too, because you can't let the streets beat you. All right, so Beat Street was a 1984, one of the early, I don't think it was the first, but it was certainly one of them. Really one of the first rap movies, like just the elevation of the genre, gritty, you know, graffiti, all those scratching, you know, the fat laces, all the stuff I love.
Okay.
So that, you know, to me, like, you look at some of those other movies like Breaking 2, those were a little corny. Beat Street was authentic, and that's, this song is Beat Street okay. Breakdown. I love it. Number four, how about a little Goodfellas? Let's go.
You want to go, are we going alternating here?
I think we're going to do his five.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Also because
BT was in a roll right there.
No, I liked it. You want to roll? I don't want to stop it.
I was getting psyched up. But I think also
the way the system works, they kind of have to rotate
here. We'll take that back. Yeah, so Beat Street, there it is. Sal,
hey,
what do you have
next
number
Thursday,
five?
I mean, I don't know my status, but maybe you can do it on your own. Number five for me, I'm going to go with, go ahead, Dovey, play it. Grease, BT, and this is my favorite, one of my favorite soundtracks of all time, but I'm going to choose Those Magic Changes as my favorite song from that soundtrack. I love this song. My father loved it. It was always one of my favorites, so this to me was an absolute classic, and this, the whole soundtrack, like I remember playing that album as a kid.
Over and over.
Over and over.
And even like when Sandy, when she's by the pool and she sees like John Travolta's, it's kind of a corny girl. Early song, but I even like that song.
Yeah, I forget the name of it, but I remember exactly what you're talking
Hopelessly
about.
Devoted to you? Is that what it is? I love, listen, great soundtrack is money.
Good
All
ball.
Right,
there you go.
That is a good call. Number four, I didn't give it away before. I got a little Goodfellas. Let's go. It's a little Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. I mean, first, I love the Stones, one of my all-time favorite bands. And you just think about the scene in which you've got this bumping. Oh, my God. Goodfellas. There's so many different songs and so many different fits. That's number four for me.
All right. I'm going to go number four to the 80s. And remember, this is not us saying, like, oh, this is the greatest soundtrack of all time. It's our favorite.
Of course.
Number four. Go ahead, Dovey.
The Danger Zone.
I don't even necessarily love this movie,
yeah,
but I freaking love this song. Top Gun. What? Are you kidding me? In the second one, did you see Top Gun 2, the new one?
I still have not. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it's such a good movie. But this song, that this for me is like one of the all-time best songs in a movie.
Great song.
Oh, freaking love it. Arguably could have been higher. But anyway, there you go. Number four, Top Gun, Danger Zone.
I got a quick aside for you. So one of the first things I ever did in the business, it was like a paid internship at Fox 5, Good Day New York, back. I mean, this was in the 90s, right? This was 98 season.
Okay.
So I remember I had an idea which they actually ran on the Sunday morning show. I said, hey, I think I can compile a great Jets highlight video, and because I knew every single play, like, exactly, and that's the song that I had them splice with the highlights. I love that song. All right, number three for me. You go to the 80s, I go to the 70s. Little Johnny Travolta. Yeah. More Than a Woman to Me.
Now, what movie?
It's a Saturday Night Fever.
Okay, that's what I thought. I never saw that yet.
Now, I could have gone Staying Alive. There's so many different. Some are a little faster paced, a little bit more dance-oriented. I don't know what it's about the words in this song, plus the whole movie. Saturday Night Fever, More Than a Woman, number three.
All right, number three for me. I saw this movie three times in the theater. This was my, like, you know how Dog does the Complete Unknown with Bob Dylan? Like, he's seen that many times. That was me when 8 Mile first came out. And even though...
He's getting into it, folks.
Even though this song... I'm about to break out a freestyle
Let's
now.
Go.
Be careful. Even though this song wasn't technically on the soundtrack, this is the rap battle. It's the intro to the movie, and then at the end, Papa Doc.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, dude.
You go to private school.
Yeah, you went to Cranbrook. That's a private
like
school.
That, right?
Oh, my God. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it. I could watch that scene over and over and over. The drama, the euphoric feeling you get when he finally unleashes on everybody.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, 8 Miles up there, no doubt about it. That's number three for me.
That is a money call. And I always have to tell you this anytime it comes up. I actually saw 8 Mile when I lived in Detroit.
Yeah, I know.
I'm jealous. That's such
that
a great movie. Yeah. Such a great track. All right. Number two for me. I don't know if this is on yours, but it probably should be. Give me a little Rocky.
This is great.
Oh, come on, man. He doesn't know if he can handle the big Russian, but he knows he's got to try. He's got to make amends for his boy Apollo, who's no longer with us. And the way that starts, you know, she's at the top of the staircase.
There's no easy way out.
She's like, you can't win. And he gets his Lamborghini.
He's driving.
Oh, man. You know, this is a cornball acknowledgement, dude. I have actually played this song, and I used to have a stick shift. I used to, and I would pretend that I was hammering the stick shift when he gets in the car before the montage really starts, and he knows he's got a task in front of him. Rocky IV.
That one is tough to beat. And truth be told, I didn't want to have the same songs as you. That would have 1,000% that same song from the same movie on my list too. But because we didn't want to repeat, I left it off there. I'm gonna go number two. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, Axel F, baby, come on.
Is this Herbie Hancock?
Is it?
Is that who sings this?
It's John Hancock.
No, I thought it was Herbie Hancock.
No, it's Herbie Hancock.
Can somebody check on this?
I thought it was whatever it is, Axel F theme. Yeah.
Harold Faltermeyer.
Harold?
What?
Oh, Harold Faltermeyer.
What?
So it's not Herbie Hancock or John Hancock. Either way, like, you hear this and immediately you... Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop.
Great movie. I loved it. That was a great movie.
This is a great freaking song, man.
Eddie made some great movies.
Oh, dude. I love it. Did you see the newest one?
No,
it wasn't great.
Nah.
But still.
Yeah, he still looks pretty young.
Yeah, I know.
Like, his face still looks pretty young. He's been around forever.
You're number
That's
one.
That's a great one. Now, you know, we try to avoid the repeats, but some things are so iconic, you can't. Come on. Keep talking, we'll keep talking. Little grease for you here. That's Kinnicky, by the way. I'll get your money. I'll get your money. And here's like the first curse. I remember hearing this like, ooh. I remember seeing this in the theater with my parents. Like, so that is obviously Grease Lightning. I love the opening theme with Frankie Valli. I love all the Stranded at the Drive-In.
Oh,
Branded.
That was a great one, too.
Fool. I love all the songs, but that's the one.
You know, probably looking back, that's the soundtrack from start to finish that I know the most, the movie soundtrack. All those songs, playing them over since I was a kid.
Every one of them.
Exactly. Every one of them, I love it. For my number one, though, BT, and really it should be probably 1-2. Now, this theme, just, you know how you feel when you watch it. It was a great movie, again, from the 80s. Miyagi, Danielson, The Karate Kid. And this is just the one song that I told Dove to play that I like because I really do love it, especially when it kicks in a gear. You know, the whole thing. It really it just takes you on the emotion ride. But should we let it kick in? Here we go.
Yeah, we got to at least hear it a little bit.
Well, it takes a while sometimes.
I know, it's okay.
Give me that flute. Come on.
What?
Well, you know, sorry. Give me the whistle. What is it called? Is it called a flute? Hit me with that flute. Or
somebody get that to Recco and Julio. Get please.
All right, no, but here's
overnight
the other one.
That drop.
So, but like that's just one. Young Heart. It had also You're the Best.
Oh yeah. You're the best.
Whose song did you have?
Yeah, with when he's going on the date with what's her name, Elizabeth Shue.
Yes, that's
at the Adventureland when his mom drops him off.
Which I think is this one, Young Hearts. I believe is this one.
Yes,
right from when they were going on a date. Dude, so that's like at least four bangers right there.
Yeah,
that I personally.
I don't know. I'd say four bangers because they're not like they're not all.
You're the best.
I think of a banging song. Well, that's a banger.
Okay.
I don't know. Cruel Summers, even though it's a great song and it fits the movie. Is it a banger? Maybe I'm being too literal.
Maybe three.
I think banger, I get pumped up.
Three bangers in there for me. I could just listen to that. Flute? What is it called? Now you're making me mad.
It's a windpipe.
There you go. The windpipes. Thank you.
Wow.
I pulled that one out of my
I think it sounds about right.
By the way, you guys both screwed this up miserably.
Why?
Because Indiana Jones had better themes.
Nah.
Back to the Future. The Power of Love. I mean, come on.
Not bad.
Not
as good as the other ones that we just played, though.
Sorry, Hoffa. I know you're trying to top us here, but I don't think we left out anything great.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know. I was thinking about...
This is, by the way, you need another tournament for this, because this is ridiculous.
We can do it, yeah. I think that Hoff would like this more than you, but I'm not even sure that he... I know I'm going to give him credit. He knows music. Spinal Tap.
I know the movie.
God, phenomenal movie.
Okay, and the soundtrack is awesome.
I got to listen to the soundtrack. I know the movie, not that familiar with the soundtrack.
This car was systematic.
I used to do the dance.
Me too. What could be Grease and Lightning?
See, you're a musical guy. Why are you making fun of me for Wicked then? You love Grease.
Well, because I'm doing something that a guy was doing.
So
it doesn't matter. I love some of those songs too. I'm doing John Travolta. You're doing Ariana Grande.
I was listening to that. I was listening to that popular song again. It's been going on in my head for the last couple of days.
I respect the honesty. I like a lot of cheesy, corny songs. Love songs. I don't care.
I'm going to write my own version with it. I'm going to try to do my own version of it. That remix, the popular.
Are you really?
Yeah, 100%.
And do it on the air?
Oh, well, I'm going to try to record it. And
really?
I actually want. Yeah, I haven't texted her yet, but I want to get Susan if she could sing the hook. If Susan can sing the popular hook part.
Look at this
guy. Yeah. And if you want, you can have a verse on it, too.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe
we're going to create our own songs
here. I was going to say, maybe we've got to go back to the musical elements that Al used to be so good at but doesn't do anymore. So I was listening to these guys driving in. The song, Adam, and I don't remember that in real time. Adam Gase's eyes? I mean, he's got Adam Gase's eyes.
Yeah, Al was really good.
He was great with that, but he's not doing it.
Yeah, I want to write and release a hit.
I'm in.
And I think we could do it. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. Well, we got something here.
What do we got here? What's going on?
Mary is calling from Middletown, New Jersey. Hoff says we should take her. Mary, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I just wanted to include a movie and a song for you guys.
Okay.
The movie's Vision Quest, and the song is Lunatic Fringe.
I like the song. I don't love the movie, but
I'm sorry, Mary.
I
cut her short right
You know which
there?
One yeah, I really thought about going with was Pulp Fiction. That was one that was tough for me to keep off.
I've never heard a Vision Quest before. Who was in that?
What's
the song? Can you pull it up? You have it?
It's Lunatic Fringe is popular. Yeah.
This is what you've
heard this before. Very 80s-ish, very echoey.
Yeah, I don't love it.
I didn't think you would.
Appreciate it, Mary. And thank you for the call. We appreciate your feedback on it.
What about The Outsiders? That had a pretty good soundtrack as well.
Also not familiar with that.
You never saw the movie The Outsiders?
No.
You got to watch that. You'll love it.
Okay.
Have you seen The Outsiders?
Dude, that's like the best movie ever.
It's phenomenal.
Okay, I'll watch The Outsiders when you guys watch Wicked.
The
Socias
and the Greasers.
Oh, dude, that's not that fair. That's not
fair
at all.
Johnny.
Yeah, Outsiders got a crazy cast, and it's not even fair between Wicked and Outsiders.
It's not. You got Tom Cruise. You've got, who are those like seven or eight old time? Patrick Swayze.
You got, whatchamacallit?
John Travolta?
No, not Travolta. Ralph Macchio's in it.
Ralph Macchio. That's what I
meant. Zuko.
Whatever. Danny Zuko.
It's really, really good. And the music, it's kind of like Grease. It's from the 50s.
I've heard of it.
It's great.
I'll check it out as soon as you guys watch Wicked. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan will come back and call the day up, a special call of the day, and finish up with your calls on Aaron Glenn and the Jets. Also, maybe some news. There's some rumors and rumblings about Pete Alonso. We could touch on that before we say goodbye. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.